Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, my radio listeners. This is Pastor Ola Starling with the Anointing Word Ministry. I am so blessed to be here today. I give God the glory and the honor for, praise God, allowing me to see today, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and I have been rejoicing, and I'm glad that I'm in this day. I just want to let you know today, praise God, that God is still on the throne. He's never left his throne. He never slumbered nor sleep. But he is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. And the blessing part about him, he don't change. He does not change. He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And I can love him for that, because he's not a wishy-washy God. He's a God, praise God, is the same all the time. And he loves us the same all the time. But he continues to give us warning all the time. And I thank God tonight, praise God, for being able to come before you. I tell you, praise God, come and hear the word of God, because the word is what's going to sustain us in all that we go through and have going through and been through and will go through. It's the word of God that will keep us and sustain us. And it's the blood of Jesus that protects us. And I thank you, praise God, for being able to come in and listen tonight for this word, because the word tonight is just a word to make you think. And if you have not thought about it, maybe, praise God, you can think about it and start doing something about it. And tonight's message tonight, Father, we thank you, God, as we come to you tonight. Lord, we ask that your word be clarified, that your word, praise God, come, praise God, with meaning, and that, praise God, to open up our understanding, that we may be able, praise God, to discern, praise God, the signs of the time, because the signs of the time is upon us. And praise God, help us, Lord, to not to ignore, praise God, the signs of the time. Help us, praise God, not to ignore your voice, because you said in your word, the day you hear my voice, do not harden your heart, but it is the day of salvation. And many, praise God, may be listening to me tonight that do not know the Lord and the pardon of their sin. But it's a time, praise God, you can get to know him right now. He's a right now God. He's able to save you in any circumstance. But today, praise God, he's saying, come as you are. And I'll in no wise cast you out. You don't have to dress up for him. You don't have to put your cigarettes down. Don't stop your whoremongering. Don't stop your smoking, your drinking, your cussing, your lying, your stealing. Just come as you are. And let him clean you and wash you. And I guarantee you, you will have a life like never before. Because he's a God that loves us. He's a God that cares for us. He's a God that takes care of us. He's a God that sees about us. He's a God that protects us. He's a God, praise God, that meets your every need. He is the God of the universe. And if you can find it in your heart tonight to give God a chance and try him, you can't say what don't work if you never try it. Don't knock it. Don't knock it. Because he is the God that saves mankind. I thank you, Father, for tonight. God, open their understanding that the heart is hardened. Praise God, open their understanding that they may know that you are God. And you are God above all mankind, Father. And Father God, you're not a God that you slumber or sleep. You're not a God that you should lie. But you are God that said, if you said it, you will bring it to pass. Amen. And Father, I thank you for your love. Thank you for your love for me, my family. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for the blood covenant over our lives. But Father, without you, we can do nothing. And without you, Father, we are nothing. And without you, we can be nothing. And Father, I appreciate you tonight. And I thank you, God, because I know that you first loved me. And I thank you for loving me. Now, Father, as I bring forth your word, praise God, with understanding and clarity, let it go out and accomplish that in which it is said. And I give you praise and I give you glory. But tonight I want to ask you a question, praise God, that many people never talk about. There are certain things in the word of God that they will not talk about, because I guess they figure if I don't talk about it, then it means it don't exist. But it still makes God's word to none effect. It does not affect God's word. Is still the word of God. And tonight I want to ask you a question. I have to ask is, Have you heard of the book of life? Have you heard of the Lamb's book of life? Many, praise God, possibly haven't, because many preachers don't preach about the book of life. But I want to ask you a question tonight. That book of life, that is a book that every believer that believes and trusts in God, name is in that book. If you are not saved, your name is not in that book. That's a dangerous situation to be in. Because the Bible says, he asked a question, is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? Is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? What was he saying here? I need you to understand that if your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, you would have no part to do with the Father, with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he said your name must be written in that book. And the only way you can put your name in that book is that you must repent. Repent of all of your wrongdoings, all of your sins, all of your transgressions. You must repent and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come into your life and to wash you with the hyssop of the word and to save you from this afterward generation. He's saying, and if you do not repent, he said, you all going to likewise perish. It is the word of God. Maybe, praise God, nobody talks about repentance, but repentance still stands. You can give the preacher your hand. You can give him your heart. But if you didn't get your soul saved, in hell you would lift up your eyes. Now, that sounds like a mean God. But he said it. He said, I didn't prepare hell for you nor your people, but I prepared it for the devil and his angels. The devil and his angels, praise God, is the one that he prepared hell for. He didn't do it for me and you. He did it for the devil. And what he's saying tonight, nobody wants to repent anymore. Everybody just going to church. That's what they say. They're going to church. But you going to church for who and for what? Because if your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, you have no part to do with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he said it. He said, because when he comes, those that are in Christ is going to rise first. They're going to rise first and put on their white garments. They're going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. The Bible says every man will stand before the judgment seat of Christ. It doesn't matter who you are, sinner or no sinner, you will stand before the judgment of Christ. And it means, praise God, you may stand before it. But if he calls your name and it's not in the Lamb's book of life, and you have no relationship with him, you didn't live for him, you didn't do right, you didn't do the things he asked you to do, and you live like hell all your life, well, then that's where you will be going, into hell right there, praise God, because he's not a God that he should lie. The Bible said, praise God, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these other things I would add unto you, but I need you to seek me. Turn from your wicked evil ways and seek after me and make sure. Ask, praise God, is your name written in the Lamb's book of life? If your name is not written in the Lamb's book of life, he's going to say, throw them out. Depart from me, for I know not who you are, who you be. I don't know you. Depart from me, even in the judgment, because every man going to stand at the white throne at the judgment. Everybody, yes, you're going to come. The dead, the one that's been lost at sea, those that was missing, they're all going to stand. Everybody going to stand before the judgment of Christ. But if you are not written in the Lamb's book of life, my friend, you have no part to do with him. You will spend your eternity in hell. You will lift up your eyes. He's saying put on the whole arm of God. That's what he said. God is calling for true holiness. He's not calling for religion. My God, he's not calling for religion. Many of us are religious. We're not saved. We're not set apart. We do everything we want to do, when we want to do it, how we want to do it, who we want to do it with, how long we want to do it. But there's a standard, my friend. He said you need to make sure that your name is written in the Lamb's book of life. Because when he go in the book and he turn the pages and you're not there, you will not spend time with him. You've already met your destiny. Many, praise God, don't talk about it. What book of life? It's where your name has been written. Written on the roll, hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Many praise God, they want to teach you wrong. They want to tell you calling right wrong and wrong right. They don't want to offend anybody, but who? It don't matter who you are. If you're wrong, you're wrong. You're a sinner, you're a sinner. Don't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you come from, what you wear, what you got, how much money you have, what kind of car you drive, how you look, what you live in. If your life is not adding up to the word of God, then you are on the wrong track, my friend. You're heading in the wrong direction. Because God is going to call it out one day. He's going to call your name. The Bible said, who shall be able to stand in that terrible, awful day of the Lord? Who's going to be able to stand? Where would you run to? Sinner man, where you running to? Homemonger, where you going? Murderer, you can't hide. Liar, you can't get the lie right now. Because God got a record of everything you've done in the body, whether good or bad. He's fucking marking it down. God is an all-seeing eye. He has an all-seeing eye. He's not a God that's blind to anything. What you do in the dark, you'll surely come to the light. Right now, praise God, everybody preaching prosperity gospel. I see the Lord blessing you with a house. I see the Lord giving you a car. I see the Lord by giving you a husband. All that no nonsense. That's not gospel. Garbage. Tell the people they got a soul that is going to be required of them. It's going to be required of you. Your soul. All these material things will vanish and will pass away. But I want to let you know something. There is a vacancy at hell's motel. Hell is not full. And it never will be full. Because the Bible says that hell has enlarged herself. She's getting bigger and bigger. Because more people are going to hell. They think they're okay. But I heard the word say, you're righteous as I filled the rag before me. Don't even stand to me how righteous you are. The Bible says you must work through what? Let every man, hallelujah, examine himself. Check yourself. Make sure you're connected to the resource. That is what I'm saying is the Lord Jesus Christ. The time is short. The devil knows the time is short. This is why he's running to and fro, seeking whom he can devour. He's going for, praise God, taking out families. He knows his time is short. But when will the saints of God realize that the time is short? It's short, people. Jesus is coming back. Whether you make fun about it or not, it doesn't matter. I'm not excited. I don't get upset about it. Because one thing I know, he's going to return. He's coming. Oh, yes. Don't let the devil fool you. Yeah, he's on his way. But the question is, will you be ready? Will you be ready when he comes? Hallelujah. But I want to still ask you the question. When last have you checked to see your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? You may be an author of many books, but is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Hallelujah. Is your name written in that book of life, the Lamb's Book of Life, that life that would praise God, that eternal life? Hallelujah. Too many, praise God, are playing games, playing faith, playing like they got it, like they know who God is. The Bible says you serve me with your lips, but your heart is far from me. You don't love me. You don't serve me. You have no relationship with me. You say you love me, but your actions speak otherwise. He says, don't be just a doer, a hearer, but be a doer. Many of us, praise God, we're caught up. We're caught up in the fantasy. You sing in the choir. You work on the usher board. Yes, you cooking in the kitchen. But is your soul, right with the Lord? I'm talking about your soul. I'm not talking about your flesh. I'm not talking about how you look. I'm not talking about who you are. Your soul, people. The Bible says, what profit a man to gain this world and lose his own soul? It profit him nothing. What can you give in return for your soul? That's the most valuable thing in the world that you should be worried about right now is my soul, hallelujah, because your soul don't die. Your soul never dies. You're concerned about the wrong thing, the soul of the man. The Lord is coming back for the soul, people. Your spirit, your soul. He's coming back. And many, praise God, names are not in the book of life. You need to get it right. He said, is your name written in the Lamb book of life? Revelation talks about it. Has your name been written in the Lamb book of life? Or is it something you never even thought about? My God. The devil, praise God, have hoodwinked his whole nation. The whole nation has been hoodwinked by that old devil. That old devil, Lucifer. He blinded us. The Bible said, if any man be lost, he's lost because the devil has blinded him from the truth. You'd rather hear a lie than the truth. It's in ears. It's in ears. But we, praise God, must get it together, praise God, and realize that when he returns, it will be nothing like it. He's coming. He said, I have my sword in my hand. Then he'd ask you a question. Have you even considered, is your name in the Lamb's book of life? Many of you never heard of it. Your name. Your name must be written in the Lamb's book of life. In the Lamb's book of life, your name must be written. You will get in no other way. The word of God said, no man comes to the Father but by me. You can come any other way you want to come, but you got to come through the Lord Jesus Christ. We have become so lax with our salvation. We become so lax with our salvation, with what you call salvation. We don't fear it anymore. We don't fear. The Bible said, let every man work out his own soul salvation with fear and trembling. We don't fear and we don't tremble. We do everything we think we're big enough to do with no remorse, no guilt, because we think it's okay. But the word of God says, your name must be written in the book of life, the Lamb's book of life. Have your name been put there? Have you done the things God has called you to do? Have you served him enough to know that he will put your name in the book? Do you have a permanent relationship with the Lord? Or you just lacking for how he bless you? Or you just lacking because you know he blesses you, but you'll accept the blessing, but you don't want the creator. The relationship with the Lord means everything. A relationship. You see, one thing you have to understand, my people, God won't be no part-time lover. He's not a part-time lover. No, ma'am. No, sir. He's not a part-time lover. God is saying, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray. That means what he said. He said humble. That means you got a haughty spirit about you. You think you've already arrived. You think you don't do no wrong. You think it's okay. You think you're okay. You think you're okay. But yet you don't know the Lord, praise God, until trouble comes, death comes, sickness comes. Then you want to find, call upon his name. You want to know who he is. But you must have an open, clean relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he said in his word, whenever I come, wherever I find you, I'm going to appoint you your portion. I'm going to appoint you your portion. Meaning, praise God, wherever he find you, that's where he's going to deal with you at. We have no shame faces anymore for God. We don't fear the Lord anymore. There's no fear in us pertaining to the Lord Jesus Christ. We say anything. We joke about him. We laugh about him. We tease about him. No fear. No fear. You treat him like he's one of the boys or one of the girls. My friend, he's God all day long. But you must understand everything we've done, whether in the body, good or bad, we will give an account of that forward in the judgment. So praise God, when you think you're doing something, getting away, don't let the devil fool you. Because God is an all-seeing God. He's an all-seeing God. He's an all-knowing God. He's omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. He's everywhere. He sees it all. Do not allow the devil to cheat you out of your eternal life. There's coming a day that you're going to give an account of your deed done in the body. You will give an account. Lord, it said, praise God, turn from your wicked evil ways. Seek me while I yet can be found. There will come a day you will not be able to find me. You won't be able to find me. There's going to come a day. You're going to call me and I'm not going to answer. You're going to cry unto me and I won't even hear you. Because simply because you've taken me for granted. You took me for granted. You did not follow through. You did not worship me. Hey God, the Bible said, praise God, they that worship him must do it in spirit and in truth. Spirit and in truth. Not philosophy, but spirit and in truth. He's looking for true worshipers in this hour that will worship him. Morning, noon, and night, that will meditate upon my word, said the Lord, day and night, that will not take down, but the saints, I tell you, praise God, they have shut down. They shut down, baby. It's no more prayer now. We don't worry about how much prayer we do, how much prayer we give. Now it's all about a fashion show now. Everybody want to look the part, but live it, they can't. What is it profiting you to lose your soul and gain the world? What does it profit you? What are you going to get from that? How? Are you satisfied with that? Knowing the devil don't trick you? Most of them are not religious. They're not saved. Religious. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. As I said once before, praise God, hell going to be full of a lot of good people. Good people. See, they're not saved, but they're good people. It's not going to fly. Because the Bible said there is no, not one. There is no good thing. Nobody's good but the Father. You must be saved. You must be born again. You must be separated, set aside. You must be different. Everybody want to do the same thing. Everybody want to look the same way. Everybody want to act the same way. It's a mimic. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, meaning there is nobody like you. He set you aside that you are different. Everybody want to look the same way, act the same way, talk the same way, speak in tongues the same, everything. What has happened to the church, people? The church is dead. Thinking about no more Spirit of God dwells there. It's just a show. It's a fashion show. It's a nightclub. Yes. Cries and he weeps as he looks and sees what has happened to the sanctuary. This is why, praise God, he knew, praise God, that these things is going to happen. That's why he said, praise God, when I come, I'm coming back for my church. Oh, what church, pastor? What church, man of God? What church, woman of God? Not your building. He's coming back for your spirit without spots or wrinkles. Without spots or wrinkles. Spirit man is what he seeks after. He's not coming back for the building. There will be not one stone standing on top of another, but they all shall be torn down. So don't get it twisted about your church, your building. No, he's talking about your spirit man. I'm coming back for it. That's the church he's talking about. Yes. I'm coming back to get my church. And the church that he's talking about coming to receive, my people, must be without spot or wrinkles or even blemish. Your spirit must be clean. Your spirit must be clean. Not your flesh, but your spirit. Has your name been written? Your name been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. If your name has not been written in the Lamb's Book of Life, then if I was you, I'd start repenting right now. Right now, I would begin to repent. The Lord will come and save me from all of my wrongdoing, all of my evil, all of my sin, Father. You said if I will confess with my mouth, believe in my heart that you was raised from the dead, I must be saved. I can be saved. I will be saved. I shall be saved. Father, I come to you asking that you will wash me with the hyssop of your word. Father, don't let me die and go to hell. Don't let me die and miss salvation. But save me. Wash me. Save me. Cleanse me, that I must be clean. I repent of every wrongdoing. He said, if you repent and you give it to him, he said, I will take your sins and I will put them in the sea of forgetfulness. I won't remember it no more. I won't even look at it. I won't even think about it. It's not even on my agenda. I threw it away. I put it in the sea. I put it in a place, praise God, that was so deep that no one could really bring it up or drag it up about you, because I wanted to give you a clean life, start you out with a clean life, start you out with something that's new, and let you know, because the Bible said when I became a creature, new creature in Christ, old things are passed away. Behold, old things are gone. New things take place. Meaning he gives me a new name, a new body, a new surrounding, new friends. Everything he does for me, he do it, praise God, because I'm starting a new beginning in my life. But what Revelation said, praise God, when he was talking about, praise God, the book of life, and speaking about the book of life, they said, praise God, the word of God said it. He said, who overcome will like them be dressed in white? Who overcome is the one that become a saved person, a person that belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. When you go out of here and you lay down or whatever your night, your time is up, he said, they will be like dressed in white. I will never blot out the name from the book of life. See, once God put your name in the book of life, people, he don't blot it out. He don't blot it out. He said, I won't blot that name out the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels, praise God. Revelation 3:5 said so. He said it. We learned that overcomers would be clothed in white a symbol. It's a symbol of purity as our name is acknowledged to God. See, when God do, he's going to give you a new name. And to have our name included, we must be purified or overcomers, huh? We are overcomers. This means that those, praise God, who reject Christ, salvation will not be included. You ain't going to go, but don't even worry about it. Revelation, praise God, 21:7 states nothing impure will never be entered into what? Into heaven. Nor will anyone, praise God, who is ashamed, shameful, or deceitful, but only those whose names are written. Listen to me, written. Revelation 21:7, only those names that are written. It got to be written. You can't be wrote right now. You got to have it written already. It's your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. It must be already in there. Your name must be written in the Lamb Book of Life. The Book of Life is an establishment in Revelation, praise God, 20:15. If any name was not found, listen to me carefully. If your name was not found, Revelation 20:15, if your name was not found written in the Book of Life, you were thrown out into the lake of fire. This is eternal sinners. Ain't no coming back. Ain't no I want to come back. It's over. Fire is a damnation created, I said it, for Satan. You were done for Satan. Yes, you see. God didn't do it for us. He did it for Satan and his imps, but not for you. But you have to make a choice. Mm-hmm. The lake of fire, praise God, it was created for the devil and his loons, eternal before those who rejected and rebelled against God. Told, praise God, in the vision. This is in the vision, praise God, that it was written. It was already written in Revelation 13:8. All the inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. All whose names have not been written. He keeps saying it. And if he keeps saying something, that means he wants you to get it. If your name is not written in the Lamb Book of Life. Hallelujah. Jesus. In the Lamb Book of Life, belonging to the Lamb that he was slain from the creation of the world. Mean, praise God, this vision in Revelation 7:8. It said, given to John, the beast which he saw once was now, is not, and will come up out of the abyss. You see what people understand, what he said. There's going to be demons going to start coming up out of the earth, people. Big, huge demons. See, y'all think it's all cool and it's all right and everything is smooth. No, sweetie. No. Chaos. Destruction. Demons coming up out of the earth. My God. He said out of the abyss. And it's going to go into what? Destruction. The inhabitation of the earth whose name has not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world will be astonished when they see the beast. What you say? You coming up? Yes. He's going to show up. He's going to show up. He got to come up because he got to perform. He has to perform. He got to perform because guess what? He got to do what he got to do because he got to come to pass. Whatever the word of God said must come to pass. It must come to pass. Yes. He's going to show up. He's going to come. He's going to appear, but it ain't going to be nothing nice. No, ma'am. It's not going to be nice at all. Not at all. But he's going to show up on the scene for the simple reason he only have a short time to do his bidding. Saints of God, time is nigh. The time is nigh. Take no thought for your life, but you must consider, is your name been written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Is your name in the book? Is it in the book? The Lamb's Book of Life. He said, at the gathering. He called your name, and your name is not in that book. You're going to say, throw them out. Throw them out. They have no right to be here. And once that decision is made to throw you out, you are doomed for eternity. There is no coming back. There is no second chance. There is no second chance, my friend. No second chance at all. No, ma'am, no, sir, to deal with it. You said it in that white judgment. If your name was not found in the Lamb Book of Life, from the world, from the foundation of the world, so your name should have been put in it. You praise God, when you don't serve God and do what's right, the Bible says he gives us lots of benefits, but we have no benefits when we don't serve the Lord Jesus Christ. We're doomed. We're just out there hanging in the open. We're a target to anybody and anything. Anybody and anything, we are target. Because guess what? We are left. The devil just come and pick us like dead meat. Yeah, that's what he does. That's exactly what he does. Uh-huh. He comes. He sends his devil demons after us. We fall for it. We're tempted by his evil. But you ask yourself this question, is my name in the Lamb Book of Life? And the Bible said, praise God, and the record all these, he said the names of those recorded in the book. That means, praise God, the sea gonna give up the dead. Wherein the death and Hades gave up, hell gonna have to give them up. There where each person was judged according to what they had done. The earth and the Hades were thrown. See, now, this is the key with this, you see. The devil don't tell you this, praise God. But death and hell going to flee. They don't want to have nothing to do with you. They were thrown into hell as well. Death and hell was thrown into Hades. You see? And that lake of fire is the second death. If anyone's name was not found in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire. Revelation 20. 11 and 15. And yes, I still ask you the question. Are you, have your name been written in the Lamb Book of Life? You see, the Bible told, praise God, the workers back here, he said, yes, and I ask you, lawyer fellowship. He was talking to Paul. Paul was a man of God that did what God told him to do. He said, now help these women who have contained at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement. And the rest of my fellow workers, he said, those whose names are in the book of life, Philippians 4 and 3. They worked the gospel, but their name was in the book of life. The name was put in the book. It was in the book. Yes. The fellow workers that worked along with Paul, their name was in the book of life. The book of life is your name written therein, is it? It's very simple, praise God. It's very simple to have your name recorded in the book of life. To do so, but it's so important, praise God, to understand that we are all sinners. Yes, we are all sinners. Romans 3 and 23 says, for all have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Sin means that we missed the mark. The perfect standard that God has, we missed it. We missed it. The penalty of sin. That's what Romans said in 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. You see, when you live in sin, you're already in death. Death is already upon you. You missed the mark. Said the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is where your life is at. It's not in your flesh. It's not in who you think you are. Your life is in the Lord Jesus Christ. It said that death is the wages of sin. It is what we earn. We deserve to die because we live in sin and we love sin. And sin will be the death of many. It will. Praise God. It says Christ died for us. In Romans 5:8, it said, but God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were yet sinners, see, this is what you don't know. Yes, how good he is. He's a good God. While we were sinners, he yet died for us. While we was a sinner, he still died, and Jesus died in our place. 3 days later, Jesus rose from the dead, proving that sin has been conquered. Whoever died for you? The greatest news is, praise God, is that you can be saved through faith in Jesus Christ. And Philippians 2:8-9 says, it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And it is not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not by your works. Don't think because you're working hard in the church and you this and you that and you running around, baby, that work ain't got nothing to do with salvation. Not a thing. Useless. Hallelujah. He says, not of your faith, and it's not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not by works, nor one can boast. You can depend upon Jesus to forgive you. That's who you can depend upon. That's who made it all possible, to forgive you and give you eternal life rather than eternal death. Because once you make that decision, praise God, and you cross over, you can't come back. Have your name been written in the Lamb Book of Life. To be ensured you of all the eternal blessings, it is your name written in the Lamb Book of Life. If it has not been written in the Lamb Book of Life, my friend, take time to talk to God right now and ask him, God, how do I get my name in this Lamb Book of Life? I don't want to die and go to hell. I don't want to die and go to Hades. I don't want to have no part to do with Satan in his dungeon. Praise God. As part of even your family, to be written in the Lamb Book of Life. If your name is not found in the Lamb Book of Life, you are doomed. You have already set your fate. Your fate has already been set. Yes, it has already been said. So my thing, my friend, is this. If I was you, I would ask the Lord into my life. God, change me, save me. Don't let me die and go to that place that burns forever with brimstone. Let me live for you, Lord. Save me. I want to be saved. I want to live for you. And if that's what you want to do, you can pray to the Father. Father, I know that I have broken my laws and my sins have separated me from you. I am truly sorry. Now, I want to turn away from my past sins, life towards you. Please forgive me. Help me to avoid sinning again. I believe, Father, your Son, Jesus Christ, died for my sins and was resurrected from the dead, is alive, and hear my prayers. I invite Jesus to become the Lord of my life, to rule and reign in my heart from this day forward. Please send your Holy Spirit to help me obey. And you do that, and I know it's sincere with God, he, the Lord, will change your life. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, Father. Come into my life. Change my life. Save me. Don't let me die and go to hell. People, I tell you, it's real. God put me there. I went there. Well, it's no fiction. It's real. It's real. Ask God to save you and give you a better life. He will do it. I pray, praise God, that you are blessed tonight, praise God. You must repent. You must repent. You must repent. People don't want to talk about repent. They want to jump over. They don't want to mention. Repent now. Repent. Repent, repent, repent. Jesus came preaching repentance. John came preaching repentance. All his disciples came preaching repentance. But the people of the day, they don't preach anymore. They stopped it. They covered it up. They try to pull it out of the word because they don't want to talk about repentance. But if you sin and do what you're doing, you can't talk about it. You can't talk about what you're doing. But the Bible stated, preach it in season, out of season. When you want to hear, when you don't want to hear, tell it. But the blood will not be required to your hands. I pray, praise God, that you was blessed tonight. I thank God, praise God, for your listening and knowing, praise God, and praying, praise God, that you receive something from that word, because God is giving a warning. He sends a warning before destruction. He said warning before destruction and destruction before a mighty fall. He said, I'm warning my people. Warn them for me. Warn them for me. They must repent and be born again. If you do not, you will not even see kingdom of God. You be blessed and ask God, the Lord Jesus Christ, to become your Lord and Savior. You be blessed. You be blessed. Praise the Lord.